Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. I'd like to welcome on Danielle Farouk, who is the National Coordinator at Young Muslims. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Jazakallah khair for having me. We mentioned, my name is Danielle Farouk. I live in North Brunswick, New Jersey, and I'm the National Coordinator for Young Muslims.
Great. So if you had 2 minutes to tell people about Young Muslims, what would you like them to know?
So Young Muslims is a nationwide youth movement and the largest Muslim youth organization in the country. And we predicate ourselves in our model of being by the youth for the youth. And so a youth come in each and every week. They get a chance to be themselves, really identify with their deen, with their Islam, which is not something you always get to see. At school or wherever you are in this country. So giving them a chance to feel comfortable in their deen, learn from their peers, get that brotherhood and that sisterhood, the mentorship that they need, and just allow them to become the best version of themselves so that in the future, these are the youth that are going to become the future leaders of their communities, the future leaders of Muslim philanthropy.
I love that. And, you know, what better way than to learn to be your authentic self, show up as your whole self. And I know I've had numerous mentors throughout my life that have helped me with that as well. So over the years, I'm sure YM has had, lots of volunteers, staff members, board members, donors. What would you like to say to thank them?
Yeah, sure. So I would just say to any donor, any sustainer, supporter of Young Muslims, to thank you for giving a little bit of your time, a little bit of your effort, a little bit perhaps of your finances as well to really spark that change. You know, if it's the little investments that you make in people that really can change their lives, it can turn them from someone who might be going into a world of hurt into being a game changer in the community. Just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would invest in the young Sahabas like Osama bin Zayd or these other gems, they ended up becoming the leaders of the Muslim Ummah. Then just as the Muslim youth today will be the future leaders of tomorrow, and you already see it in many different organizations and communities, there are graduates from Young Muslims helping to organize and helping to run those. So we just ask you to continue to support us, and we thank you for everything you've done.
That's great. We got connected through a mutual connection, Thayyib Yunus, and he's a great instructor, entrepreneur, mogul, everything. YM's been interested in endowments and other sorts of ways to get connected with the philanthropic Muslim community across the country. In that vein and in the support that AMCF provides, what is the, what would you like to say about the relationship with AMCF?
Yeah, I was having a hard time finding one word. So I was thinking two words that really stand out to me are community and vision. And I say those two because I feel that AMCF does really well to bring everyone together, bring all the different nonprofits that are happening and kind of showcase them. I think that's an amazing job that AMCF does, and also to instill vision in the donors to not just give their money, but also understand why they're giving it, where they're giving it, how it's going to benefit the bottom line, how it's going to benefit society as a whole, not just the one organization that they give to. So to me, those are like the two distinguishing factors and one of the reasons why Young Muslims really does want to work more with the organization.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One of my favorite questions to ask everyone is, what are three other charities that you like to give your sadaqah and zakat to as well?
So definitely give to plenty. I would say three that are really close to my heart. And because I know the organizers really well, I would say the three are ICNA Relief, Helping Hand for Relief and Development, and Zakat Foundation. Those three are the ones that stand out to me.
Fantastic. All credible, amazing organizations doing relief work here in the United States and abroad. You can find out about all three of those organizations plus Young Muslims in AMCF's nonprofit directory Again, go to youngmuslims.com or young underscore Muslims on Instagram or young Muslims on Twitter to learn more about YM. Danielle, I just want to really thank you for your work as a national coordinator and engaging the youth and providing them opportunities to become the best versions of themselves. So thank you so much for joining today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Wa alaikum assalam, of course.